The House of Representatives in Canberra has passed the energy relief package proposed by the federal government. While the opposition say it's a malicious piece of legislation, the Greens and Independents have given their vote to the bill. The Wire's Samuel Clarke, find out more.
The Energy Relief Pact passed the lower house with the support of the Greens and Independent MPs. The Greens support a cap on energy prices and want Australia to switch to renewable energy. I asked Leader of the Greens, Adam Brandt, why the Greens voted for the government's bill.
Look, coal and gas corporations aren't just driving the climate crisis, they're driving the cost of living crisis as well by pushing up people's power bills, and it's a real struggle now for a lot of people to make ends meet with rents going up and power bills going up and inflation through the roof. We wanted to see more money in people's pockets. So we supported this bill because it now gives the government the power to freeze electricity bills if they want to do it. The government has said they'll give people some support, and we now want them to go further and freeze electricity bills at pre-crisis level so that people can deal with the cost of living crisis. But we also secured a big package from the government that they'll announce in the next budget to help people, especially renters, low-income earners, people in public housing, get off dirty and expensive gas appliances and onto cheaper and cleaner renewables. And that's something that's really important, because if we can do that, then the average household estimated can save between $900 and $1,500 a year per year, every year, just from switching their appliances alone.
With the cost of living, is that why the Greens have asked for a freeze on all power bills?
Yeah, that's right. We've got rents going up 7 times faster than wages across the country. And if you're on income support, then the rent rises, the rent crisis that we're seeing across the country is a huge, huge burden for people. Power bills are going up. They're forecast to go up by 56% and over the next 2 years. Now, the government's measures in this legislation that we've passed so that they'll bring them down to about 20% next year. But we think that's not good enough. We think if you can bring it down, then we should bring it down to where it was prior to the massive, massive spike in energy prices that we've been seeing over recent years. We should freeze power bills for 2 years. And we could fund that by putting a windfall tax on these big coal and gas corporations that are making these obscene profits. Coal Corp exporters made over $45 billion in profit in 1 year. 27 big gas corporations brought in $78 billion in revenue in 1 year and paid no tax on it. These corporate coal and gas giants are taking the country for a ride, and it's time to make them pay a windfall tax and use that to fund a 2 year freeze in people's electricity bills to deal with the cost of living crisis.
Do the Greens believe that the Labor government's bill is a long-term solution to the Australia's energy problem?
Well, one of the things that's crystal clear from this is that if we leave our energy in the hands of the coal and gas corporations, they'll fleece us every time. Electricity is an essential service. It should be run like an essential service, not for profit. Should be brought back into public hands. We need government to step in more to act in the interests of the people and to say, no, look, we're not going to allow people to be gouged with these massively high prices. What we also need to do is accelerate the switch to renewables, because as a country, we are so blessed with sun and wind that we can power ourselves and create more electricity than we need in a way that will not only bring down power bills, but help the climate crisis as well.
Independent Senator David Pocock says the bill is just a band-aid solution. Despite this, it has received the Senator's vote. Unlike the Greens, however, he does not support a cap on energy prices.
Australians across the country are struggling with rising cost of living, seeing rents go up, mortgage repayments going up, and clearly energy bills are also up and are a big part of that. Off the back of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, this is not a perfect solution. It's a short-term, temporary solution. I would like to see the government go further and deal with the root cause of this, helping get households off coal and gas, but it is a step.
You called Labor's gas plan a band-aid solution. Could you explain why you gave the bill this description?
This is a short-term, 12-month solution. We need proper, longer-term thinking, and clearly the opportunity for Australians is the electrification of our households and businesses to unlock not a one-off, $230 relief on our energy bill or a cap on gas prices, but to unlock thousands of dollars of savings every year.
Gas companies are making record profits, and you've suggested a windfall tax, but the government has promised no new taxes. Why should the government implement a new windfall tax on gas companies?
I've been calling for the government to implement a windfall profits tax since the election. Gas companies did not plan for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and yet they are making record profits. And Australians should recoup some of that, because this is, you know, this is our gas that they are selling at record prices. And as it is, we don't get a lot of money from our own gas. So I think there's a really strong argument that for profits that are unplanned for, Australians should enjoy some of the benefit from that.
The Greens have called for a freeze on power prices for 2 years. Is that something you'd support?
I don't support a freeze on power prices. Again, you're just delaying the pain. It's a short-term solution. We've got that short-term solution now. The opportunity and the challenge is to speed up the transition to renewables, speed up the transition to electrification. This is happening whether we like it or not in the next decade or so. The opportunity is to bring that forward and help households across the country unlock thousands of dollars of savings every year.
That was Independent Senator David Pocock, and in the story by The Wires, Samuel Clark.